Welcome to Fun Size Fiction. Treat your ears with tiny tales, written and read by Renee Canolti. That's me. And here's this week's story. High intensity. I squeezed into leggings and a tank top, grabbed a towel and tiptoed through the silent house. I opened the high-intensity interval training timer on my phone. It had done wonders to help me get that last bit of baby weight off, but would it work on the comfort-eating Tim Tams weight before hubby came home? Lunge left, lunge right. I checked the timer on the screen. Only 20 seconds. Lunge left, lunge right. 15 seconds more, then I can take a break. Lunge left, lunge right, and rest. I lay face down on the floor, hands below shoulders, waiting for the app to count me in. Push up, lower down. I slipped into the zone. Push-ups were followed by squats, then butt kicks, then the final 45 seconds of tricep dips. Round one down, two rounds to go. I completed my second set of side lunges and was 10 seconds into my second set of push-ups when I collapsed, face first, into the floor. I struggled to breathe. It felt like a sandbag was pinning me down. The pressure moved from between my shoulder blades to the base of my neck. Two chubby feet appeared in my peripheral vision. Something warm and wet slid down the side of my neck. Then the stench hit. "Hop off, mummy," I choked out. "Horsey," Annabelle replied, bouncing up and down, smearing the contents of her leaking nappy into my hair. I reached behind me, grabbed her around the waist and hauled her off my neck, gagging as she passed my face. "Come on, Stinky, let's get cleaned up." Chasing kids around all day is pretty much interval training, isn't it? It's definitely high intensity.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this story, hit subscribe so you don't miss my next Fun Size Fiction. You can find out more about me and my writing on my website, heysaidrenee.blogspot.com.